Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Time for Vinny's Keys to Victory.
Ravens and Bears coming up 1 o'clock in the T-Bank Stadium. Baltimore Game Day Uncensored here during Joe's Update. Joe LaCroix coming up 10 o'clock on Sunday morning at Brew Brothers, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. But we haven't talked about a win since week two against the Cleveland Browns. So the Ravens trying to get back at it. Losers of four in a row. The Bears are coming in. Winners up four in a row. Something's got to give. So Vinny Serrato, how do the Ravens break the schneid?
All right, I got number one. I got make Caleb Williams hold the ball. Do not let him get into a rhythm. And the two tackles struggle and pass, 79 and 58. You know, so can they win? Can they finally win some one-on-one battles? But I think, you know, and Zach Gore talked about it yesterday. They spent the whole time, including Harbs, he keeps saying, you know, finding ways to create pressure. So that's going to be interesting because – I think if you get Caleb Williams scrambling around, he's gonna give you some turnovers. Number two, they got to tackle well, and Swift. If Swift plays, you know, if Swift doesn't play, I mean that's huge because Swift is playing really well now, and he's good out of the backfield too. He leads them in yak yards, and the receivers, DJ Moore, he didn't practice yesterday either.
That's two in a row for him.
Yeah, he's got a groin, you know, and he's their. You know, throw quick screens and that type of thing. And he's a good yak guy. So they have to tackle well. They can't be, what, they had a three-game stretch where they missed over 30 tackles. And then I think this is going to be the biggest one if they want to stop the run. Get off blocks, D-line. Get off blocks. And why do I say that? Because their O-line comes off good. They'll come off, get on you, but they don't sustain. They don't sustain their blocks. They're not that good athletically. So you can shed the guy. Now you got to shed him quickly to get off of him, you know, to stop the run. So that's going to be one of the biggest keys is get off blocks. Number four, handle the Bears blitz. Like I said, Kyle Gordon, number six. Brisker, number nine, the safety. They come. And they're physical. They're very good blitzing. They're physical. They'll take on the back. They'll knock the back down. They'll knock the back over. But they do a hell of a job. And then when they do blitz a lot, they do not cover well in man coverage. New Orleans hit them over the top. So they got to handle the blitz. And I think a lot of that's going to be, you know, with Ricard. I think that's going to be a big part of it. And then the next one is, score 25 plus points, rush for over 150 yards, and over 32 minutes time of possession, no turnovers. And the Bears are plus 11. Now, can they do all those things with Lamar? I think easily they can do that. I mean, that's their norm with Lamar in there. You know, and can they rush for over 150 yards? Sure. I mean, this is a defensive, you know, a defense that gives up a bunch of rushing yards. I mean, they average 5.3 defensively giving up, and they're 28th against the rush. So they can do those things, you know, and they give up 26 points a game, you know, on defense. So they can do all those things. They just got to be back to being the Ravens. And then I hate to say that I got to say this, but out hit them, out physical them, more want to, more passion, and less than five mental errors. You know, I mean, and I got to say that about the Ravens, which embarrasses me to have to say that, that, you know, they got to out hit people, out physical. If they just out hit and out physical, they'll win. You know, I mean, and play with more passion, they'll win because they've got better players. And if they play like that, then they'll win. And then the last one, win first down on offense and defense. Can't go second and 10. And if they're doing that a lot, then the O-line still sucks because they're not knocking anybody off the ball and they're falling off their blocks. And, you know, we're having inconsistencies and letting people run free. And defensively, same thing. Got to get them into long yardage situations. Why? You know, if you get them in third and 10, then all of a sudden these pressures, you can do that stuff. And I think that the Ravens' corners are good enough to hold up, you know, in man coverage. You know, Adunzie, you know, he is a hell of a receiver. Is he a great route runner yet? No. DJ Moore is a great route runner. You know, and the tight end, Loveland, who's going to have to play a lot because I don't think
Cole Kmet.
Yeah, Komet's been out too. So I don't think Komet's going to play. And Loveland's a decent route runner, but not really sharp break type thing. So I think they can do those types of things. So those are my keys to winning.
It's Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. We'll come back, talk to Nolan McGraw, and talk to you if you want to get in at 435-83-1057. Do your predictions for Sunday's game. We said this yesterday, or asked the question, can the Ravens get to 5-5 before the Jets come to town the Sunday before Thanksgiving? Nolan and I said no. Because of the defense, mainly. Vinny says, yes. What do you think? Join us. Ravens lay at 6.5. Would you take that bet? Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joins us 11 o'clock. Whip around 11:15. That Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. What the hell is going on with the football team losers of 3 in a row? And then we'll preview the basketball stuff, too. Season opens for the men, November 3rd, down in Baltimore against Coppin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.